This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go. Brian Hooker time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I cannot believe how fast it is that we got Brian back on. Normally it takes years to get... No, I'm just teasing. He's not like Michael Bolton of the Tenth Amendment Center. Let me see if I can find him in here. I think I see Brian Hooker. There he is! Professor, Dr. Brian Hooker. I said last time, it's like, let it be not so long between visits, and apparently you took me seriously, and I'm glad you did. You're back. Thank you.
I'm back. I think I'm becoming a regular, which, you know, would be so much fun.
That'd be awesome.
I love hanging out with you and Super Don. It's the best thing going on internet radio and whatever you call this, internet radio, internet video, webcast. Love your shirt.
Oh, yeah, I love this. Forever Free, our buddy Dr. Cordy Lee Williams in California set that up, hashtag 1776 Forever Free.
And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's the message. And, of course, there are a lot of events around popping up. People are realizing now what a threat to freedom really is and how dire it is right now. And I don't mean to overstate anything because I don't think I can, but we're on some kind of precipice here if we don't stand up and defend liberty. And guess what? How are they bludgeoning the people who love liberty? And I mentioned this last hour. You might have heard that about they're using the term science or
right.
Anti-science. It's like suddenly now, I think it was the Surgeon General. Is it Murthy again?
Saying, yes.
Well, it's a dire threat, an imminent threat, a clear and present danger. What? Misinformation, disinformation in media, on text messages they want to monitor? It's like, how much misinformation and disinformation has he or others like him, Fauci included, spread about this thing and also suppressed any alternative views about what's transpired, much less how to respond to it, including medically?
Oh, my goodness. And they start out so young. I saw a spot with Murphy where he talks to Elmo on Sesame Street about vaccinations. I puked in my mouth when I saw that. And, it's just early, early indoctrination, cradle to grave vaccination, get ready for it. And anybody that steps out of the line, you know, the line is anti-science, is a science denier, is a flat earther, you know, you name it. We've been called it. And it's hitting a fever pitch with, you know, the talking heads like Fauci stoking the fire as well. It's really, really too bad because the most scientific people that I know and the most well-read, you know, in terms of science and well-understood in terms of science are the people in this movement.
Yeah, that's the thing. We are really rooted in that. And, yeah, I may have views that are outside of what's called the consensus. But then again, consensus is a belief system, and it's almost a democratic thing. We'll vote on it, and if 51% of the scientists believe something, then it becomes real and true. It's like, is that how science is supposed to work? That was the scientific method. Let's come to consensus via vote.
Exactly, and that's how CDC does science. But I'm sorry, you can't hold a vote and vote gravity out of office or naturals. All of a sudden, we decided that we don't like natural selection, so we will make sure that natural selection is now wrong by a 51% margin.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And, you have been grounded in the sciences for so long. You have a PhD, and it doesn't mean you can't ever be wrong. But the point is, you know, when you study something, when you hypothesize something, when you establish, let's say, parameters or a design for a study, and then it's peer reviewed and then it gets published, it goes through a high level of scrutiny. I'm not saying it's never been screwed up, because there's something called sham peer review that does exist out there. But the kind of peer reviewed articles you put up have been pretty solid, only unpopular because the consensus of the things you point out that is not actually validated upsets those in the majority.
Right, right. And I'll tell you, before I put something out, and I do this with my, you know, my co-author on the last two studies, Neil Miller, we pummel each other. You know, we have the scientific equivalent of Fight Club in terms of going through these peer review manuscripts. He gets to be Brad Pitt. I'm not sure who I am, but Elmo, yes, in Fight Club. We pummel each other, and then we send our manuscripts around to reputable scientists so they can in turn pummel us some more to make sure that this is lock solid, because we know if anything is going to have a target on it for retraction, it's anything that we publish, because it is going to go against that scientific consensus.
Yeah, it's just amazing how the thing has worked. And, of course, it's the good old boys club, they call it that as well. And in the case of science, we'd love it to be truly objective and blinded in a sense that you're not influenced. But, again, human nature is what it is. And there's always going to be some level of – I've even said this about the so-called gold standard of double-blind, placebo-controlled studies. You can't ever truly eliminate the human element of interaction. For instance, if it's like a drug study or something where doctors will interact with the patient, the perception of the doctor by the patient will impact on expectations, nocebo, placebo, all things. So it's not like it's definitive. Even the gold standard has some things that you go, all right, still some property. But the point is, you try to, let's say, eliminate as many parameters of that would confound or make the results unusable, for instance. That's, I think, some of the elements of statistical significance, right? Achieving a certain bar or level where you can go, okay, we're pretty certain based on this analysis that we're beyond random, placebo, whatever they might call it.
Exactly, exactly. We want to see if the relationships that we're observing rise to the level of statistical significance, and we can test that in multiple ways. We don't want to just test things in a single way and say, oh, ta-da, it is statistically significant, but we want to do multiple trials and, you know, if we can, look at multiple data sets before we come up with some type of inference or some type of relationship. And that is, you know, something that is far beyond the Centers for Disease Control and what they do. They will, use, they have the most robust database that's out there, the Vaccine Safety Data Link, which is HMO records for 9 million patients. They will not open it up to independent scientists. They have refused flat out to open it up to independent scientists. But then when they publish their own studies, they're as holy as Swiss cheese in terms of, the fatal flaws that you could drive a truck through.
Hmm. Just astonishing what we're witnessing, though, and I want to see the integrity and science brought back. I don't know at this point if it's really possible, because the money, the politics, everything that has dominated so much, particularly in one area among others, the vaccine area, has been more controversial in terms of lack of sound scientific reasoning, much less the ability to question without being called a science denialist, for instance, or a theorist of a conspiracy of some kind, and try to denigrate, or what we call it now, wakefielding doctors and scientists who dare to question the consensus, the overriding belief that has become more religious or cult-like rather than scientific. Chris Exley, who you met, and I met at the Autism One conference many years ago, solid guy, man. I mean, a man of great integrity. I like him a lot. Doing incredible research for years on aluminum and its impact on brain and nervous system health. And then he suddenly found out aluminum is in vaccines, and it was like all bets are off. This guy now is like public enemy number one in the scientific field. He did nothing wrong except study something that was not to be studied and acknowledge something about it that was not to be acknowledged.
Right, right. And he's been run through it by his university, Keele University in the UK. And he's basically had private donations that he's had to give back. He has, you know, his university has disavowed any of his publications. And I don't believe that they have gone as far as termination. But, you know, wait a minute. We'll see what happens next. And there is not a more scrupulous and painstakingly detailed scientist as Christopher Exley. He is just absolutely the best. He puts his best foot forward, and he is not anti-science. He is about as pro-scientific as you can get, and he produces high quality work. Mm-hmm. He stepped on the wrong landmine. He stepped on the vaccination landmine, and he did the right thing. He did the right thing. He published the truth regarding it. He did not withhold results. Believe it or not, I know of scientists personally who have stumbled on the same landmine, and they won't go there, or they will get a result, and they will refuse to publish it because they're afraid for their career.
Well, and that's where you get to the, well, if what you're saying is right, Brian Hooker or Chris Exley or Andy Wakefield or anybody, then everybody would know about it. It would be in the peer-reviewed publication, da, da, da. But the fact is, it's so controlled that they take out one prominent physician or scientist like Wakefield and say, this is a warning to everybody else. Don't stick your head up on this issue or it will be taken off. And so, as you point out, you know people that have stumbled on the same thing, found the facts that led them to the same conclusion, and they're like, no, I'm not touching it, not even going to go for publication because my career would be over. Now, let's talk about one particular study since the last episode you were with us on. This is now published in The Defender from Children's Health Defense. Brian, you wrote this. It says, study, headline says, study says flu vaccine during pregnancy poses no risk to child's health. But here's what researchers got wrong. Okay, so subheadline, a study published earlier this month in the JAMA Network concluding maternal influenza vaccination during pregnancy was not significantly associated with an increased risk of adverse early childhood health outcomes failed to consider several key points. So what did they miss, either accidentally or on purpose?
Well, this study is a group of children, a group of pregnancies that were followed that resulted in live births in Nova Scotia, which is one of my favorite places to see the total eclipse of the sun, me and Carly Simon. But we what they did was they looked at approximately 28,000 children, and they had the cohort separated in those that received the flu vaccine maternally and those that did not receive the flu vaccine maternally.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And then they looked at hospital and emergency room records in order to confirm diagnoses of things like upper respiratory infections, lower respiratory infections, ear infections, and so forth. And they looked at several other diagnoses, by the way. First problem here, how many kids with ear infections go to the emergency room or are admitted to the hospital in order to get diagnosis and treatment? Okay. I did a little experiment with their data, and I looked at their incidence of asthma, and the incidence of asthma among the children in the study was about 1.1%. Well, the actual incidence of asthma in Canada among their population is 9%. So they've already under-ascertained how many children really will get an asthma diagnosis in this particular cohort. So, and same thing for ear infections. They're missing ear infections. They're missing upper and lower respiratory infections. They're missing infections in general because they're looking in the wrong place.
Well, let me ask you this again. I'm looking at the article. I've got it up on the screen for people. I'm going to read that paragraph. According to the asthma fact sheet, 9.5% of all Canadians have asthma, yet the study authors report an incidence of 3 diagnoses per 1,000 person years, which translates to 1.1 cases of asthma per 100 children, or 1.1%. So if I'm to understand this, I'm going to speak as now a layperson. I don't know what's going on. Let's talk. Are you saying that they are purposefully undercounting asthma in those who were born of moms who got the flu shot during pregnancy to somehow report it's not only safe, it may be better? In other words, these kids are healthier than every other Canadian.
Whether intended or unintended, that's the impression that you are left with, is that somehow, you know, the flu shot, and they've claimed that the flu shot in during pregnancy is protective against autism. They've claimed that it's protective against asthma. You know, they've made wild, wild claims that have nothing to do with a maternal flu shot. And you know, but what's worse is if you actually look at the tables, you'll see that even with this limited slice of information with just emergency room and inpatient hospital visits, you can still see that, the adjusted rates of ear infections is significantly higher in the vaccinated children. There are significantly more ear infections diagnosed in the vaccinated portion of the cohort versus the unvaccinated portion of the cohort. And I'm actually looking at the information here. Same thing. This is more what I would call marginally significant, but still enough of a signal given the small cohort size. I would say, you know, this is a signal we need to look at it for, lower respiratory infections. They saw more of these infections in the vaccinated portion of the cohort. Let's see. For all infections, they saw more of every infection considered in the study. And then the clincher was they had a negative outcome, and this is not supposed to be related to vaccination status, but their negative outcome, which they called all-cause injuries, this is all injuries that occurred in a hospital or emergency room setting, they saw significantly more of all injuries in the vaccinated group than the unvaccinated group. So the vaccinated group in, you know, it's shown directly in the paper, is sicker. It's a sicker group of children.
Well, it seems to be clear that, let's just say, even removing ourselves from the study and analysis, I know this is not a peer-reviewed statement, but injecting toxic metals, perhaps, in the flu shot, we know they still contain mercury. Even the mercury-free ones contain some mercury.
Correct.
Other ingredients within that flu shot, how it's even arguable that that is somehow of benefit other than, of course, their holy grail quest for the what? The antibody, which, as we know, isn't even in and of itself sufficient or necessary to protect you from a given, quote-unquote, infectious disease. And that's in immunology. I dare say immunology 101, but they jump across beyond that and go, that's just what we do. And anybody questioning that, once again, is anti-science. But you've now assessed something that is being used to argue the flu shots during pregnancy are safe or even beneficial for the kids that are not yet born. And you point out, not so fast. It looks like the opposite is true, just as we've seen in other peer-reviewed articles that include what you and Neil have done and others,
right,
pointing out that more chronic ailments, illnesses, and diseases among children who have been fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, than those that have not been vaccinated at all. And again, confirming my visual acuity as a human being, much less a homeopath, as I traveled around the world, visited with doctors and healthcare providers and children, seen them all over the world. The healthiest kids I ever see on this planet are the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all, and those include my two children.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Chaos at Nationals Park in D.C. on Saturday night.
The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask that you remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Democrats who have fled the state in an effort to block an election bill could be arrested as soon as they set foot back on the soil of the Lone Star State. He made the comments to Newsmax this weekend. USA Radio News. Two Olympic athletes have tested positive for coronavirus. Dan Araki has our Olympics update from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Two athletes living in the Tokyo Olympic Village have tested positive for COVID. With the game set to begin in less than a week, officials say both were not Japanese but did not name the athletes. They're now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they were expecting positive tests over the course of the event. Tokyo is under a state of emergency due to rising cases, the order barring spectators at the events. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Protesters and counter-protesters clashed at a Korean spa in Los Angeles, where a customer had complained in a viral video of a biological male allegedly disrobing in a women's area. Demonstrators were seen clashing with police in Los Angeles, Koreatown, Saturday, with officers pushing back counter-protesters and declaring the scene an unlawful assembly. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good on you for the observation, you know, that is as plain as the nose on our faces. And good on you for also for having non-vaccinated children. They will be healthier. And you will see that the health effects that we have studied in vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, the unvaccinated children are always healthier, have less frequent respiratory ailments, less frequent asthma, less frequent both acute and chronic disorders. And, you know, it's seen over and over and over again. One of the things that I love about what Polly Tawney did and Brian Burroughs in Vax 2 is they told the people stories. And at the end of that movie, they did a comparison of, and this was anecdotal. It's not, you know, it's not pure science. It's anecdotal, but it sure was compelling. They did a comparison of those children who were vaccinated and those children who were unvaccinated. And it was astounding to me to meet parents of children, and they'd say, my child has never had an ear infection. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is something unheard of to me in, you know, having vaccinated my child, fully vaccinated up to 15 months of age, and sort of growing up in an allopathic family in the first place. You know, we just had ear infections all the time.
Well, I look at my own history, Brian. I was the ear infection kid of my generation. Borderline, you know, I was just praying that they wouldn't put tubes in my ears and do horrible things that they do. And I was on antibiotics all of the time.
Right.
Ear infection after ear infection after ear infection. And yet my kids, nope. Nope. Hey, one generation removed. Nope. They didn't
right.
have them. And all of the chronic ailments and allergies and inflammatory conditions I had, and my wife, who also was vaccinated as a child, much more than I was because she was a military brat kind of thing.
Right,
traveling
right.
Around. So they got hammered more than the generation normally would have. And we were both chronically ill as young people before we had kids. We woke up, tried to clean up our act best we can to be healthy enough to have kids. And look, the kids we have, healthier than both of us. One generation removed from all of the chronic ailments that you can have as a young person, much less middle-aged or whatever. And I'm experiencing that reversal. And I joke about this, Brian. You probably heard me say it. I got my old age diseases out of the way first. You go through all that. I was like, dude, canary in the coal mine. But
that's what... Great.
That was my mission. Part of my mission here was to suffer that way so I'd be motivated to make changes in my diet and lifestyle so that I could teach others to do the same or better.
Absolutely. And it's not just vaccinations. It is cleaning up your diet. It is, you know, making sure that you're eating good food, you're exercising, you're making sure that you're avoiding the toxic exposures. Whether it's in the home, whether it's outside, whether it's in the workplace. And, you know, it's not just vaccinations, but we see over and over again that vaccinations are becoming the tip of the spear because they're so lucrative. And now they want the flu shot in pregnancy. They want the Tdap shot in pregnancy. They're going to add the COVID vaccine in pregnancy and really in any trimester of pregnancy. You know, you never hear them report the miscarriage rate of those individuals that got the COVID shot in the first trimester of pregnancy. But we know that it's alarming. We know that it is off the charts. They will only report on the outcomes of third trimester pregnancies in the COVID vaccine because, you know, the earlier in the pregnancy, the more damage that shot is going to do.
We just heard yesterday on the show of a proposed trial or observation study of those being given the jabs during pregnancy on stillbirths, miscarriages, and should the babies be born at term, how the health of the babies are. So it's interesting that they will do that. I'm applauding them, but at the same time going, you mean you never thought to do that to begin with?
Right.
So that you could tell women who are pregnant whether it was safe or not? And, you know, the argument that they make is, well, we have no data, so we're not saying to get it or not get it. But at the same time, what's the peer pressure through media? Oh, it's safe. We hear that. Pregnant women should be getting it. Yeah. So the reality doesn't meet the reality.
Right.
What they do and what they say they do are two different things.
And it doesn't even prevent COVID. Here's a paper. I'm looking at another screen, so please forgive me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going off script, you can rein me in. Where is that paper? Come on. Okay, no, that's the wrong one. Is this the right one? Oh, come on.
Is it something that's been published already?
Yes, it has been published already. It just came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I don't know why I'm not pulling it up, but basically what it showed, it looked at, they decided to do a clinical trial of pregnant women receiving the COVID vaccine, even though pregnant women already received the COVID vaccine under the emergency use authorization. Go figure they would do this in hindsight. Mm-hmm. But they looked at second and third trimester vaccinations, and they showed that the improvement in terms of those pregnant women who then contracted COVID, the improvement that they saw was at an absolute value of 1%. So if you got the COVID vaccine during pregnancy, then your chances of getting COVID were 1% less than if you didn't get the COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. So you would still have a significant chance of getting COVID, and the flu, the COVID vaccine would really do nothing.
Except for harm. I would say that it's a little bit different than what you hear in the media pronouncements about 95% effective. What, relative risk reduction? Is that different than the real risk? What's going on there?
Exactly, exactly. They always report what's called a relative risk reduction, which takes a very, very small number and moves it into the denominator. Remember algebra, you've got the numerator and the denominator. When you put a small number in the denominator, that inflates the result, and it looks like it's much better than it really is. But the absolute difference is about 1%. So we're preventing 1% of the cases of COVID-19.
Well, and we have many other ways to do that. And, you know, as we say, it isn't just a tax on homeopaths anymore. It's a tax on everybody, including allopathic physicians, who dare to report other ways to prevent or even treat a very treatable manifestation, whatever you believe to be the cause. You know, we've talked about the allopathic methodologies, including ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The physicians who promoted them were derided, were denigrated, were deplatformed and censored, called all kinds of names. And, you know, it was a little bit unprecedented, not totally, because normally we're the target of such derision, right? Because
right.
I believe in other methods that are not drug-like approaches. But now it's like, whoa, you can't say there's a treatment for this, as we point out. And last hour we talked about this with Jonathan Emord, the payback to those who have basically purchased the oligarchy and elected officials. The drug industry, the vaccine industry,
right?
They're
right.
being paid back in spades by getting guaranteed market, practically mandated, de facto mandated, and with no liability should their product injure or kill. And unlike the vaccine injury compensation program, good luck getting it under the PREP Act.
No money.
So they don't tell people if you're injured or something happens. Good luck getting any it's all on you. All the medical bills coming to you.
Exactly. And I just read a story of a young woman who's accumulated $250,000 worth of medical bills. That's her out of pocket already. And, you know, these people need remuneration. They need some type of compensation program. They need to be able to sue those individuals who are responsible for this catastrophe. And of course they're going to derail ivermectin. Of course they're going to derail hydroxychloroquine. This, you know, they have a plan. And this plan in place is cradle-to-grave vaccination. It's everybody receives this vaccine. It's $56 billion to the COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers, signed, sealed, and delivered. And if anything gets into the way of that particular plan, then it is destroyed.
Yeah, utterly destroyed. And here we have devastating impact on those that have gotten the shot, and more to come based on physician predictions on the issue of antibody-dependent immune enhancement and or pathogenic priming. Have you looked into this subject matter much?
Yes.
As far as these predictions?
Yes, I have, and both are very, very scary. You know, the side effects regarding the COVID-19 vaccine, both the what we've seen already in the VAERS database and what we've seen from physician reports, as well as those that are anticipated, they are legion. They are so many. There are so many things wrong with this particular vaccine. And, you know, the latest one that I saw was that the spike protein, you know, okay, I don't necessarily believe in the design of vaccination because the whole construct has a lot of problems to me in general. But they designed this around the spike protein. The spike protein is immunosuppressive. Okay, it is not an immunostimulant. What's immunostimulant is the PEG, is the polyethylene glycol. That's what stimulates the immune system. But the you know, the COVID-19 vaccine construct based around the spike protein, it's the wrong protein at the wrong time. And not only is it immunosuppressive, but it causes a whale's amount of damage. It causes a huge amount of damage. It's tearing through these bodies. It's damaging organs. It is creating a scenario where if COVID is extracted, is contracted afterwards, it can and will be much worse. And the things that we're not hearing about are the poo-pooing of the actual cases of COVID among those individuals who are vaccinated. Okay, we're hearing that that doesn't exist, that is, it is a misnomer, but if you look at the real data, it is completely 100% opposite.
So if the worst scenarios that I'm hearing are the deadly, potentially deadly cytokine storm reactions, overreaction of immune response, coming into, let's say, fall and winter months with widely circulating normal stuff that people say cause flu and colds, coronavirus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If indeed that comes to pass, I don't even think the allopathic medical model can save these people because it is designed by suppression via toxicity, which can destroy liver function, which is critical for what? Detoxification processes that help us also get beyond a critical immune response. And, again, I ask you what you're looking, what you're hearing about that potentiality as a number of physicians have talked to me about it. I've raised my concerns on the air and even talked about some possible remediation options.
Well, I have gotten this question over and over again from those individuals who have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine and have buyer's remorse now. And I'm looking at some ways to detoxify.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Directly, the best way that I can find to, and I think this is an answer of your question. If it's not, please correct me. But in terms of thwarting what's happening with clotting, there is an extract called Suramin, and Suramin is a pine needle extract. So some people are trying pine needle tea. I'm not exactly privy to how well they're doing. I did hear some anecdotal reports of a doctor that I know in the UK that is treating her cardiac patients who got the COVID-19 vaccine. Unheard of. Why in the world did they do that? But she's remediating them actually with pine needle tea. And she's doing well with that. But it's just going to get worse. There are some time bombs in these vaccines that we're not going to see immediately after administration of the vaccination. It's going to take time for the toxicity to accumulate. The spike protein is not going away. It's supposed to degrade. It's a tough protein. It's going to stick around the system for a long time. The messenger RNA, quote me, was designed to stick in the body for a long period of time. It has a special type of nucleic acid that resists the body's attempt to be able to break down that messenger RNA. So it will persist in the body, and it will start to accumulate in the organs.
Yeah, and that's where we're seeing endothelial damage, tissue damage, right, internally, and, of course, all the corresponding what we call side effects, right, the cascades that happen after that.
Exactly.
Inflammation, internal bleeding, clotting, then more immune response, cytokine storming. By the way, my buddy Kevin was saying, it was just about what I was about to say. Dandelion has now come onto the scene in addition to the pine beetles.
That's a new one on me. So.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of dandelion. For years, I've been drinking dandelion tea every morning with my mate. And there is providing some level of protection similar to the pine needle tea, perhaps. So that's another thing that, you know, it's been good for liver and kidney health forever. Yet what does our society in the West do when you see a dandelion pop up on your lawn? You poison it with Roundup or glyphosate.
Exactly. Hit it with glyphosate and make it die.
And it's ironic because it's God's medicine for the liver and kidneys. What does that do? Detoxify. And here you are poisoning that plant to death.
Exactly.
We're a suicidal species, Brian.
We are. We like carnage. We do. We like to kill, steal, and destroy. And unfortunately, we are extremely, extremely unhealthy. You know, and I have my own battles with weight that I am attempting to conquer right now. And one of the things that I'm looking at in terms of survivability of something like COVID-19 is that, you know, one of the comorbidities is obesity. Obese people are having much more trouble with coronavirus COVID-19 than those people who are not obese, who are at the proper weight or lean and mean. And so, you know, let's get healthy. Let's get healthy. How about this? How about we have a healthy diet? We have a healthy lifestyle. We do not trust the government to tell us what to put in our bodies. And then we have naturally strong immune systems that can fight off these threats.
Amen. Absolutely. I'm with you. And I'm just, again, thinking of our buddy Super Don now, suffering right now. And we're going to get him what he needs and get him back on his feet. But people are suffering. And you know, just to be clear, for those of you who are drive-by listeners or viewers of the Robert Scott Bell Show, what's never been in dispute here is that people have suffered. They have. People have gotten ill. What I have considerations and concerns about is the claim that one thing caused everything, the same thing in everybody. That's just not how life works. That's not how it works in nature either. And, you know, that's where we should have open and engaging discussions and scientific debates. In terms of remediation, do I yell at the doctors who say that they have 100% success with ivermectin and or hydroxychloroquine? No. I want to see those results. I want to see people get well. Do I believe and perceive that I can help people do that without using those things? Yeah. Botanical derivatives, other homeopathy? Yes. But we can all coexist if our fundamental bottom line goal is to help people to get well. In a crisis, sometimes massive interventions may be necessary, but I am concerned about the massive interventions that they'll try and propose or actually do should the Category 6 level cytokine storms hit people who have gotten the jabs this spring and summer when the fall and winter seasons come about. And so one of the things, Brian, that I'm lecturing on more and more is the role of copper in systemically cooling inflammatory cytokines.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.